Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Well, this is our Friday ritual, if you will, starting with email, listener email and comment line. We like to end every Friday with soundbite of the week. It's a way of reviewing what we've been talking about all throughout this week on Issues Etc. and getting your thoughts on what's been said here on Issues Etc.'s broadcasts. Now, it's a simple game, very easy to play. First you listen, then you vote. We play four Issues Etc. soundbites from this week's audio. You listen, and then you call us and you vote for whichever one you think should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. We do know what your reasons are. And it can be because you are amused, you are bemused, you are angered, you are delighted, you agree, you disagree. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter your vote to us at Issues ETC. The best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, as usual. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one. It's Pastor Tim Eckstein. Why baptize infants?
Imagine there's a room full of people who are infected with a terminal disease, infants all the way through the elderly. A doctor comes in with some nurses. He hands them the vaccine and says, all right, nurses, everyone in this room is infected. They need this cure. I want you to inoculate everybody. And he leaves. Now, could you imagine the nurses later saying, you know, I can't really expect that he meant us to inoculate the infants. I mean, they don't even understand how a vaccine works. So we better wait till they're older until they understand exactly what we're doing to them. I mean, you'd think that would be ridiculous, but that's exactly what's going on with baptism. We all have this terminal disease called sin, and through baptism, Jesus gives us the cure. And so when he says all nations, he means infants too.
That soundbite number one, Pastor Tom Eckstein. Why baptize infants? 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC or email your vote to us, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on disconnecting biology from marriage.
Some Muslims from some areas of the world practice first cousin marriage, and they have there's a very strong sociological and anthropological meaning to that whole thing. And so what's going to stop us, what's going to stop them from coming forward and saying, you know, I want to marry my first cousin, you know, and we want everybody in our community to marry the first cousin. You know, there's really no principled argument for holding the definition of marriage as being the union of any two persons. Once you take away the biological underpinning and the connection between sex, procreation, and marriage that I think is so important and so profound, once you take that away, there isn't any reason for any prohibition on who can marry who. And in fact, Todd, the real thing is there's no reason for marriage at all if you take away the connection between sex, marriage, and procreation. So that I think is where the train is ultimately heading. The train is headed toward complete deinstitutionalization of marriage and of any kind of sexual arrangement.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on disconnecting biology and marriage. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Now, here's soundbite number three. It's Pastor Ernie Lastman. He's answering the question, is the church growth movement really about church growth?
But I know some churches that 10, 15 years ago went to church growth and praise bands and all that stuff because they said they're going to grow, and they have not only not grown, they've declined. But Todd, do you think they're going to go back to liturgy? Of course not. And why not? Because they like it. It has nothing to do with growth, because a real objective person would say on the church council or the elders, you know, we did this 10, 15 years ago because we thought we'd grow and bring people in, and it's not working, so maybe we should contemplate going back to the liturgy. And you know that wouldn't fly. And why not? Because we're back to the narcissistic personality. We like this. That's what it's really all about.
That soundbite number three, should it be the soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or call and vote 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote, because this is soundbite number four, and afterwards your opportunity to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four is Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on a gospel that really, truly has no conditions.
The question is not, have you accepted Jesus into your heart, but rather, has Jesus accepted you into his heart? The question is not, have you given your whole life for God, but rather, has God given his whole life for you? And this was an incredible thing, Todd, because here's this woman and I standing in the lobby of the McDonald's, and she was crying. I mean, tears were rolling off of her cheeks. And she says to me, I've never heard anything so wonderful in my whole life. Now, why? Well, why was because the gospel for her had always been a condition. It had always been something she had to do. It had always been up to her. And it never had had the absolute 100% assurance of knowing that it was Jesus who's done it all. It's Jesus who won her salvation. It's Jesus who's made the way open to heaven for her. And to know that, and to know the answer is that, yes, even though my faith wavers, even though I have doubts and I have questions, yes, Jesus has given himself to me. Yes, he has prayed for me. Yes, he has poured out his life and his blood so that I would be his and my sins would be forgiven. And there's no question there. There's no doubt. There's no room for wondering there. It's just this absolutely wonderful, forgiving, confident-building assurance that I am the child of God, the friend of Jesus.
Vote now for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, January the 15th. You've heard our four soundbites. Now it's time to vote. Our email address here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE. 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Soundbite number one is Pastor Tom Eckstein, Why Baptize Infants? Soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on Disconnecting Biology from Marriage. Soundbite number three, Pastor Ernie Lastman on Is Church Growth Really About Church Growth? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on A Gospel with No Conditions. 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Best vote gets the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pin, and the Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Playing Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon here on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's Herman listening in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's Soundbite.
And why is that?
I think that's really the best. It's the peak. It's got the salvation of Jesus Christ, the punchline right there. It's got the power in it.
Herman, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Twittering his vote in, Dave in Michigan says, I vote for Pastor Ernie Lastman on Is Church Growth Really About Church Growth? Dave, thanks for listening in Michigan. In Tucson, Arizona, Joshua via Facebook votes. He says, voting for soundbite number one. If we took Pastor Eckstein's analogy a little further, we might say that the Baptist view of baptism is analogous to taking a loyalty oath. Doesn't actually do anything and not required of children who have not declared their position yet. Thank you very much, Joshua. Thanks for listening in Arizona. From London, England, Stephen says, here's my vote. Jennifer Roback Morse was very interesting argument, but what she says on the clip only really makes sense as the conclusion of a great argument. Listen to on its own, it sounds like scaremongering. I found the Lastman interview very telling, but felt that at this point he wasn't likely to win over the other side and was preaching to the converted a bit. The Eckstein quote was one any paedo-baptist would agree with, that is people who baptize little children and infants. I want to know why Lutherans believe that, how it differs from the Roman and real, not Arminian, Reformed positions. I'm a British Anglican evangelical, and we've had our children baptized and see God at work. But I'm looking for help on articulating what God has done and will do. And then he says, I find that I've heard from confessional reform and Lutheran paedo-baptists interesting, but I've never seen either side compare and contrast with the other's best representatives. Well, that's tough to do on the reform side. It really is tough to do. I mean, the Lutherans are pretty staid on this. But we'll try and do that. Thank you very much for the suggestion. He votes for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. He says, ace quote. That's what get people into confessional Christianity and keep them in it. I no longer have to look to my own performance or whether I have satisfied some condition or another. I remember thinking that the end of Psalm 32:2 was a condition. Help, what dreadful days. What got me listening to and reading confessional Reformation Christians is precisely this point, and it's worth cherishing and remembering every time. Stephen, thanks for listening in London, England. Thank you very much. Michelle in West Valley, Utah says, bite number one has my vote. Pastor Eckstein gives a universal answer to anyone who doesn't fully understand the importance of baptizing in Jesus' name. Any person of any faith, all nations that is, can see the need of it by this analogy. Truly inspirational. Thank you very much for listening in Utah, Michael. Dan in Plymouth, Indiana says, I vote for soundbite number three. The dirty secret of church growth movement is exactly what Pastor Lastman describes, the abject failure of the church growth movement to produce increased attendance across whole denominations, to say nothing of committed deep-rooted Christians, demonstrates that its most basic premises are flawed and that it should be scrapped according to its own pragmatic arguments. Even in the face of such overwhelming evidence, such as the staggering losses in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod over the last 5 years, its supporters will not let go of their disproven premise that people want their church to look like the world. Thanks for all that you do at Issues Etc. Keep up the good work. We'll keep listening there in Indiana. Thank you very much for listening. Robert says, my vote via email is for soundbite number one. Pastor Eckstein's analogy made the most clear case for infant baptism that I've heard. Thank you very much. From Fremont, California, Brandon says, I have to vote for soundbite number four from Pastor Wolf Miller, despite the fact that his voice sounds weird to me. Maybe it's one of those Midwest things. Nothing is more beautiful than the simple and unadulterated gospel. Well, agreed there, Brandon. Thanks for listening in California. In North Carolina, Frank says, this week I'm voting for Pastor Wolf Miller because I understand all too well what a comfort it is to hear that there is a gospel without conditions. Like the woman he was talking to at McDonald's, I was on the same treadmill of works as well as trying to reach an emotional state in worship, always a work for me. For much of my youth, the conditional gospel drove me from Christ Church and eventually led me to be an atheist. Thankfully, the Lord used the folks around me to drag me kicking and screaming back to a congregation where I could hear that Jesus did everything for me already. If I had a pastor like Pastor Wolf Miller in my youth, I'm pretty sure that I would never have jumped headfirst into the abyss of unbelief. Thank you very much, Frank, listening in North Carolina. Kirsten in Fort Riley, Kansas, says, I'd like to vote for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris for Soundbite of the Week. She gets to the heart of marriage and cuts through all of the nonsense that passes as an argument in favor of changing marriage to some other arrangement. I hate this slogan when it is used for other causes, but it's all about the children. Thank you very much, Kirsten. Thanks for listening in Kansas. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, says, I vote for soundbite number four. It is so freeing to know that Jesus did it all, and salvation is all his doing and not mine. It is assuring to know that I am God's child and friend. Marilyn, thank you for your vote. Ron in Minneapolis says, wow, Pastor Wolf Miller is just amazing. Getting someone to cry at a McDonald's, I wish I could do that. Actually, it's really amazing that all the poor woman he spoke to had never heard that it is all Jesus and not us. The gospel spoken anywhere can bring the Holy Spirit to bear on their soul. That was the best meal she ever had, I expect. Nicely put, Ron. Write Ron's name down there just a minute, if you would. Thank you very much, Ron, and thanks for listening in Minneapolis. A vote for Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite from Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico. It's no wonder that so many people think that they must, quote-unquote, accept Jesus and give their whole life to God. Much of modern evangelicalism has turned Christianity into a cargo cult, trying often in vain to secure a blessing of God without realizing that it's already done. Thanks for listening in New Mexico. Dennis in Michigan says, easily Pastor Wolf Miller is soundbite of the week. The sad reality is how many Christians who never hear the gospel preached each and every Sunday to know that God knows we are not perfect, nor can we be, yet still loves us enough to send his son for us, should ring in every year, every Sunday. I agree, Dennis. Thank you. Carrie in Minnesota says, it'll be great to come back next time someone asks why we don't decide for Christ. He decided for me. He chose me in his heart. He died for me. Blessed assurance. Isn't that a great response? It really is. Carrie in Minnesota, thank you very much. This vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Ernie Lassman, from Don in Junction City, Kansas. He says, Jesus said, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. Jesus has made atonement for all people. He will draw people out of every nation to his church. It is Jesus who gives the gift of faith. He gives real church growth. He does not need stupid fads and man-centered MUFIDs like a blaze, says Don in Junction City, Kansas. And one more vote for soundbite number four from Tom in Columbia, Missouri. No time to read the vote. Here's the winner. Soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller on a gospel that is truly without conditions.
The question is not, have you accepted Jesus into your heart, but rather, has Jesus accepted you into his heart? The question is not, have you given your whole life for God, but rather, has God given his whole life for you? This was an incredible thing, Todd, because here's this woman and I standing in the lobby of the McDonald's, and she was crying. I mean, tears were rolling off of her cheeks. And she says to me, I've never heard anything so wonderful in my whole life. Now, why? Well, why was because the gospel for her had always been a condition. It had always been something she had to do. It had always been up to her. And it never had had the absolute 100% assurance of knowing that it was It was Jesus who's done it all. It's Jesus who won her salvation. It's Jesus who's made the way open to heaven for her. And to know that, and to know the answer is that, yes, even though my faith wavers, even though I have doubts and I have questions, yes, Jesus has given himself to me. Yes, he has prayed for me. Yes, he has poured out his life and his blood so that I would be his and my sins would be forgiven. And there's no question there. There's no doubt. There's no room for wondering there. It's just this absolutely wonderful, forgiving, confident-building assurance that I am the child of God, the friend of Jesus.
It's so often true that those little formula that we come up with, these man-made formula, like you need to decide for Jesus, you need to make a decision, commit your life to him, God will begin to do his work once you have made your decision. All these little formulas that rob us of comfort, that rob countless Christians of the comfort of Christ's full assurance, can be easily corrected by just turning them upside down on their head. It is not that I decide, but that he decides. Jesus even said it, didn't it? Didn't he? He said, "You did not choose me." He says this to his disciples. "You did not choose me. I chose you. You did not decide for him. He decided for you. You did not give your life to him. He gave his life to you. You do not live your life for him. He lived his life for you." Then the whole burden of your salvation lies squarely on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, and he can bear that burden, and he has all the way to the cross for you. And that is full assurance. That is complete confidence, not in oneself, not in one's decision or resolve or act of the will, but solely in what Jesus has done. It's confidence in his resolve, his will, his decision, and his action from top to bottom. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk about abortion as a civil rights issue. Dr. Alveda King, niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., will be our guest. We'll also talk with Dr. Carl Fikencher on the Great Confession of St. Peter. You know what it is. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then it's immediately followed with the rebuke because Peter doesn't want that Christ to go to the cross, but he does. Again, blessed assurance. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.